The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, I talked to nursing student Desmond Atem from Indiana University South Bend. Originally from Cameroon, Africa, Desmond recognized early on the way nurses impact lives through their devotion to outreach and community health. Listen while I talk with Desmond about his commitment to giving back to the community, even while he endures the rigors of nursing school. Check it out. Desmond, I want to welcome you to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you here on the show. And I will always start out with the first typical question that I ask our guests and ask you what it is about being a nurse that encouraged you to join this career path.
Yes, I have always wanted to make a difference in people's lives. Growing up and having the experiences that I have with different nurses, exceptional nurses, I really came to admire the nursing profession. And I all through my research and interaction with different nurses, I found out that nursing is one of the most meaningful way of making a difference in people's life. So that's my key drive for choosing nursing as a career.
I noticed in an online article about you that you quoted Mahatma Gandhi saying, using the quote, "The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others." This is something that resonates right with me as well. Does this really match up with your view of what a nursing career is like?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've always my character has always been grounded in service. Service learning, community engagement, civic learning. I have always grown up being engaged in my community and in my campus as well. I feel like as nurses, we are not only engaged in with patients, but also a broader community through service, through community health outreach. So I feel like nursing gives us the avenue to efficiently serve others in the community. So in different health promotions efforts and different community outreach interventions, not just on the bedside with one-to-one patient education, but also affecting the health of the general community. So that quote really resonates with me because I believe so much in service.
You know, I found that you know, as a student nurse, I know you're graduating coming up in the year 2018, that right. Many student nurses are really excited about the prospects that nursing careers offer for them moving into the future. What is it about the future of nursing that excites you the most right now?
I am really excited about the different avenues that one can take in nursing. Now we have a lot of different opportunities with nursing. You don't have to, as a nurse, you don't have to work in a hospital if you don't want to. You can be a public health nurse. You can be a community nurse. You can be a nurse involved with policy, policy writing. You can be a nurse involved in different aspects in the society. So I feel like nursing has a lot of opportunities for students, and there's just a lot in store for anyone that wants to be a nurse. So I know a lot of focus has been placed on bedside nursing in the hospital, and one of my projects I've been working on is to educate our community about the different opportunities that they are available to them in the nursing career. So I've been going to different schools, talking about the nursing profession, just getting young students excited, middle school students excited about a career in nursing, because there's just so much in store for students that chose nursing as a profession.
I noticed that you're very active in both the Indiana State Student Nurses Association and the National Association. What is it about being part of an association like this that you think is important for the other student nurses that might be listening to this program?
Right. Yeah, that's a very good question. First, I feel being involved in a professional organization, both in the state and in the national level, open you up to a lot of different resources that you can tap into as a student. All through my time serving in the state association and in the nationals, I've made a lot of good friends and established a lot of good relationships that have helped me through my nursing career, my nursing school journey. So some of these friends, we share ideas in terms of test-taking tips, studying strategies, and also we are highly involved in our community. We share resources about how to go about with projects, how to do a health campaign in the community, and there's just a lot of support that comes out of being involved in such professional organizations. In the Indiana State Nursing Association, most of our board members have been very supportive, encouraging in the different projects that that I do. And the National Student Nurse Association provide a lot of resources in terms of scholarships. And that's what is very important. And that's what really resonates with students when you talk about scholarships. So that has been very helpful. I also feel like, you know, in the prospect of getting jobs, and we know there's nursing such shortage in the country right now, but when we are applying for jobs and this involvement that we have been doing as nursing students well explained on our resume, we always get priority selection when it comes to jobs. So all this community involvement, campus involvement, really boost our applications, not just for job, but for different scholarships and for different positions in the future. So I think it's very important.
You know, one of the things I saw you were involved with was as the Community Health and Emergency Preparedness Director for the Indiana Association of Nursing Students. What drew you into this emergency preparedness angle? Because I've talked with other nurses recently here on the show about nurses being more involved with disaster preparedness in the community.
Right. So coming from Africa, I have experienced a lot of different disasters, and just the response was mediocre. So I felt like getting more nurses engaged in disaster intervention, preparedness, and just getting the community ready for disasters. Just looking back a few years ago, we saw the Ebola crisis in Africa and also the Zika outbreak. We just saw that there's a lot of communities are not prepared to handle this kind of infectious diseases, this type of disasters. So as nurses, if we are better trained to educate the community about disaster preparedness, and that will go a long way to reducing the risk and the dangers that comes with an infectious disease or with a disaster. So I came from a very bad experience in Africa without any interventions in place, without the proper structures in place to handle disasters. And I felt upon myself to get training and promote disaster preparedness. So that's why I took on the role.
You seem so well informed, Desmond, you know, a lot more informed than a lot of students I talk to. Where do you get your nursing information? Is there a primary resource you use to stay in touch with what's going on in healthcare and nursing?
Yes, I read a lot of journal articles, both online from news sources such as the BBC. Usually, in terms of breaking news around the world, I most of my information generally is from the BBC. Sometimes I do read a lot from CNN as well. But for Nursing Focus, I'm a student subscriber for the American Nurses Association, the ANA. I also am a member of the American Association for Men in Nursing. So sometimes I get my nursing information from their website. I looked a lot on peer-reviewed journals, such as ones from the Medscape, sometimes just for updates about things in the clinical world, like in the hospitals. I look at all nurses that come, so just some nurses sharing their experiences in different departments that they work in. So sometimes I glance at those just to be up to date what's going on in the field.
You mentioned being part of the Association of Men in Nursing. What are your thoughts about, and do you feel that there's still a stigma about being a male nurse, or is that seem to be going away? I know I felt some of that when I was in nursing school many years ago, but I wonder if it's changed at all for men in nursing school at this time.
Personally, I think things are getting better. I think the society is getting more acquainted with men going into nursing. I've had quite a few rough experiences during my clinical rotation, especially in obstetrics, my OB rotation, where I will not get the clinical experience that I thought I deserve because, you know, some patients who are not comfortable with male nurses, so say, I don't want a male nurse or I don't want a male nursing student. So just get set back from those. So those are sometimes disappointing, but I do respect the positions of the patients. Patients are always our priority. So, but yeah, there's still some stigma, but I think we're making progress. We're making progress. More patients are getting, they're getting okay with the fact that a male nurse will be taking care of them. And so most people really don't understand the role of nurses. So that's why when we talk about a male nurse, they really get worried, because we just need to be able to communicate with them about the role of a nurse. And if they better understand the role of a nurse, then having a male nurse is not going to be as it's not going to be looked upon as bad.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now, Desmond? Do you have a clinical path of expertise that you'd like to go into in nursing, or are you still maintaining an open mind for the last year of nursing school?
So 5 years from now, I'll start with about 2 years from now. So I plan on graduating in 2018, and when I'm done, I will get a job around the area, preferably in emergency nursing. But I plan to enroll after couple of months after that into a nurse practitioner program, like getting my Master's of Science in Nursing with a track in Family Nurse Practitioner. So when I'm done with that, my next plan is to pursue a doctorate in public health. So that's probably going to be about, after the second year of my clinical practice, I'll pursue a doctorate in public health, preferably at Harvard. I think this is going to better equip me to get into the area that I really want to get after my education, my formal education. I want to be able to work for organizations like Doctors Without Borders, the Medicine Sans Frontières, or the World Health Organization, helping out with different disaster relief intervention in different African countries. So this educational path, I feel like it's the best way for me to get to achieve my goal in the future. So, yeah, that would take me about 7 years to get all those done and be in a better place to make an impact, a meaningful impact in the world.
Absolutely. And that's I applaud you for having that kind of ambition and a direction and a goal, because I think that's part of the battle. So many people complete a goal like getting through nursing school, and they don't set further goals for themselves or set further boundaries. And I think that's so important.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So we're kind of wrapping up here, but kind of one of the final questions I like to ask is there a piece of advice that's helped you get through school to this point? Maybe a piece of advice from a mentor or a nurse leader that you know that's helped you achieve what you've achieved so far in nursing school?
Yeah, I have had a lot of nurse mentors in the past, and I feel like the one advice that always coming time and time again is just to stay focused and not lose track of the future. Stay focused and see the light at the end of the tunnel. So that has always kept me grounded even in times of difficult semester exams. You know, right now in my sixth semester of nursing school, taking pediatrics, it's challenging, but after the exams, talking to a mentor, you know, it's always very encouraging to see that other people have gone through the program, gone through the rigor of the program, and made it. So just the advice of keep focus, keep the dream, and keep the dream alive, and keep just pursuing that light at the end of the tunnel. It will be done. People have done it in the past, and we can do it. So that is one thing that keeps me going.
Stay tuned for more episodes here at Nursing Notes Live coming soon. In our other episode this month, I sat down and chatted with two critical care nurses involved with the American Association of Critical Care Nurses Clinical Scene Investigator, or CSI, project. Check out how this innovative nursing leadership program is impacting patient care for these nurses. You'll find that and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.